All right, it's Wednesday night, kiddos, which means it's time for our first catechism. Our question tonight is question 13. Can God do all things? And the answer, what do you think? Yes, God can do all his holy will. Let's say that together. First, the question, can God do all things? You want to say that with me? Can God do all things? And then the answer, yes, God can do all his holy will. Let's say it again. Yes, God can do all his holy will. Our verse tonight comes from the prophet Isaiah. And these are the words that the prophet spoke, which are God's words. God gave these words to the prophet Isaiah. And this is a quote from God. In other words, God's words. It will all happen as I have planned. It will be as I have decided. It will all happen as I have planned. It will be as I have decided. That means when God says he's going to do something, or I'm sorry, when he says something is going to happen, it will happen. You know, if I say something's going to happen, or your mom and dad say something's going to happen, it may not always happen because we can't control all things. You know, we might say, we're all going to go outside today and it might rain and we can't go out in the yard and play because it's raining, because we can't control that. But when God says something is going to happen, it will happen. Because God is king. He is king of the whole universe. Now, this is my little lion friend. You can say hello. I named him Aslan because he reminds me of the lion from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, who was a king. You can see his crown on his head. He's wearing his little crown right there on top of his head. See, he's pointing at it right now that's his crown. And he wears this crown. This is his play crown because he's a play lion. He likes to play games and make believe. But that crown is what a king wears. And why a king wore a crown was to show that he had authority. Authority is just a big word that means to be in charge. Okay, and that's why he's wearing this crown. Well, God is king. He is king over the whole universe. And there's three really important things that we need to understand about God being king and in charge. First of all, God is always good, right? Yep, God is always good. So everything that God thinks and does and says is good. You and I, we don't always do good things. Sometimes we sin and we do the wrong thing. But God always does the right thing. He always thinks the good thing. He always says the good thing. Another important thing is that you should know that God loves us. Is that right? Yep. God loves us. He loves you and me. That's really important to understand, that as God's people, that is, the people that God has chosen, he loves us. He loves us. He loves us so much that he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. Yeah, that's how much he loved us. God loves us. And so because God is always good, and because God loves us, we can know that everything God has planned will be for our good. What do you think? Is that true? Yeah? Okay, I agree with you. Everything God has planned will be for our good. Everything. So when we learned earlier that God plans everything and everything he plans happens, we can know that everything that happens is for our good, even the stuff that sometimes hurts. Yeah, I know. It's kind of surprising, isn't it? Yeah. But even the difficult things that happen in life, like how people are getting sick right now, how sometimes things are scary, how sometimes bad things happen in life, they're still what we use the word ultimately for our good. And what does that mean? Well, there might be some scary things now, some sad things now, some things that are hard to understand, but we know that God is going to take care of us through this our whole life, protect us and love us, and someday we'll be with him in heaven, okay? So you can know today that even when really big things happen, even when things make us sad, even when things hurt, God is with us. He has planned these things, and he promises to take care of us through all of it. You are never alone. God is always with you. So remember, God is always good. God loves us. So everything God has planned will be for our good, right? Okay. Great. So, thanks for spending some time with me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you that you are good and that you love us and that everything that you planned is for our good. We ask, O Lord, that tonight as we go to sleep and tomorrow when we wake up, we would not forget that you are good and that you love us and that everything you planned is for our good. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you have any questions, guys, kiddos, just ask your parents very nicely to email me. My email's right here on the screen, and they'll know what to do, and I'll answer your questions. Otherwise, thank you for spending this time with me today or tonight or whenever you're watching this. And Aslan wants to say goodbye, and we'll talk to you all later. Bye-bye.